The Rambam says, we spoke last week about the difference between Perushim Mekubalim and Halacha Moshe Misinai. Perushim Mekubalim, things that we received, teachings, interpretations that were received from HaKadosh Baruch Hu at Sinai, and can also be arrived at through analysis of the Pesukim using the Yud Gimel Midos Shatar and Adreshes Bohem. Halacha Moshe Misinai, teachings and interpretations that were received from Moshe at Har Sinai, but cannot be arrived at through analysis of the Pesukim. So he says, you should be aware that when the Torah, when you find in Shas that they're arguing over the Makor for something, if it's a Perush Mekubal, so they're not telling us how we knew the Halacha, we got it from Sinai. So what's the Machlokas in the Gemara? The Machlokas in the Gemara is how to use the analysis to arrive at that same conclusion. But we know about it not because Rav Yochanan darshan this way and Rosh Lakish darshan this way. That's after the fact. That's doing the work after the fact, trying to account for the halacha. But halacha was received. And when you find, if you would ever find a machlokes of some type of discussion or some type of source for something that's a real halacha, Moshe Misinai, then that's just a mnemonic device. That's an asmachta bi'alma. Asmachta, miloshen smoch. They just hung it on a pasuk, just as a remembrance technique. Right, very good. And that's what we said, that sometimes the Gemara says something's in a smachta, you don't know if it's Diraisa or Dirabanan. Because sometimes Dirabanan, the rabbis created them, and then they found a pasuk to hang it on. So they call it an asmachta bi'alma. And sometimes a din is a Diraisa, it's a halacha Moshe Misinai, and they found a nice mnemonic for it, so they hung it on a pasuk, so they say asmachta bi'alma. But asmachta bi'alma just means that it's not in the pasukim. You don't know if it really at its core is Dirabanan, or if it's core, it's a Halacha Moshe Misinai. So Rambam says, I will now tell you all of the Halacha Moshe Misinai. Do you mind hitting the air conditioning? Sorry, a little cold. Yeah, thanks. The other one, on the other side. There you go. No, that was good, that was good. So the Rambam says, I'm now going to be Mesader for you almost all, Rove of the Dinim, that are called Halacha Moshe Misinai. We have Shishia call, and the Rambam says it might be all of them. And I'm going to prove to you that I'm right. Because none of these will you be able to find a sugya that discusses the source for it. And the only way to connect it to a pasuk is going to be by using an esmachta, as I told you. We're not going to find any place in Shas where there's a machlokas about the makar. Oh, if you lay them rayos, they're going to bring a raya from a pasuk. Ela lekachun mipi Moshe, k'moshe tzivo so Hakadosh Baruch Hu v'Elohein. And these are them. So now the Rambam goes on a nice long laundry list. Chatzi lug shemen for a toda. That a carbon toda needs a chatzi lug shemen. What's the marker for that? What daf? Where they learn that? What's the marker? There's no machlokas about the marker. Okay. Revius shemen for a nazir. Or that acharas har yom me nida li nida. Good. What's good?
Good agud, forcing him to
pay. Oh, good agud? Oh, I thought it was referring to, no, it's good asik and good achis, right, by Mesechus Sukkah. Or lavud, the connection of the three tfachim. Or dofen akuma. Those are all Sukkah halachas. Halacha Moshe Misinai. Tepanos halachas. Shiurim, chatzitzin and mechitzos. Shiur for things, because ayah is kibetza. Chatzitza, mechitzos. All of these things, Halacha Moshe Misinai. Tefillin al klaf. The fact that tefillin needs to be on a klaf. And a mezuzah needs to be on a duchsustus. And that a sefer Torah needs to be on a gvil. All different types of parchment. Processed and treated in different ways. Halacha Moshe Misinai. The shin of the tefillin. The kesher of the tefillin. The black straps. Mitzvah shchoros. Tefillin merubos. Ma'avarta. The piece next to the box where the string, where the Ritzua goes through. Halacha Moshe Misinai. Nichrachos b'sa'aron v'nisparos b'gidin. That they have to be wrapped around them using that they're karach with a sa'ar, with a hair from a cow. Or that they're nisparos b'gidin. That they also have to be also stitched with using gidin. All that's Halacha Moshe Misinai. Kosen sefer Torah b'diyo u misurgo. That you have to make the lines in them. Sirtut. Halacha Moshe Misinai. Pchusa miba shalosh shanim v'yom echad ein biyasabia ochemash misinai. Ha'osu sadeyu shnei minei chitin asan goren achas. What's the din? No sein peya achas. In that case, you only put peya once. Or shtei granos. No sein shtei peyos. Ochemash misinai. Zronei gina shein anechalim mitztarf an echad me'asim v'yarba benofel osoch beisal ochemash misinai. Esen etzios meforos os beisal chorshin kol beisal b'shvilon ochemash misinai. Eagle shall devela shenitmo miktaso tormi minatar shiyesh v'lachamish misinai achazin roa meichan etino korin v'lachamish misinai hisha chogeres b'sinar b'in milfana b'in achare v'lachamish misinai b'yayin itiru l'arif kasha barach v'lachamish misinai amon amov ma'asrin ma'isr ani b'shvias. Wow! That amon amov after ma'asrin ma'isr sheni during shvias v'lachamish misinai v'b'chom b'chom shetovo achas me'elu alachos b'meshanu asidim l'farish min ha'mishna shama fereshna b'makam b'ezus Hashem. And I'm about, he's writing his parish on Shas. He says, as we get up to these different things, so I'll tell you what they are and I'll explain them. But these are all the lachos mesinas. Okay, period. So I'll just mention it very quickly. The Chavos Yoyer in a tshuva has a nice list of things that are not on this list. Even though the Rambam himself did say this might be all of them, so he agrees that they're not necessarily all of them. He has a nice list of things that he thinks the Rambam left off. It's unclear regarding some of these things. Does the Rambam not think they're lachem mishmisinai? Or he does, and they're just not on the list. He also tries to bring some places where he thinks he found a machlokas.
He does say all.
What? He says it might be all.
Right, but that would mean that anything that you didn't bring, you didn't think was all lachem mishmisinai, no?
Why? This is the list, and it might be all of them. It might not be all of them. It might be all of them.
Why would he not?
I'm not sure. Now,
we didn't know all of them.
Right,
right. Yeah, no, it's like, this might be all of them, and then he lists like 30 things. So like, why those 30? Okay. Meanwhile, there are discussions that some people think, you'll get the sugyas. Remember this Rambam now, and as you continue to learn, you'll see sugyas that seem to be about Al Chavash Mesinai, so every once in a while. A machlok is about whether something's Al Chavash Mesinai. So, often, whenever you get to those sugyas, this will be a discussion. Oh, but the Rambam says, is this Lachem Shemesina? The Netziv has in his Hakdama to Hamek She'ela, he wrote a very very nice, very soda stick Hakdama called the Kidmas Ha'emek. And in there, he talks about it. He doesn't think every time it says Hilchos Gemirila, it necessarily means it's Lachem Shemesina. And that would perhaps be used to answer up some of the places where it seems like there's a machlokus about Lachem Shemesinai. The Gemara says Hilchos Gemirila. That's the only reason we think it's Lachem Shemesinai. So if the Netziv is right that those are not necessarily Lachem Shemesinai's, so then they're not such a, it's not such a kasha on the Rambam.
And what are they then?
The Hilchos Gemirila, he thinks it means a halacha that they were Gemiri. He thinks it doesn't mean that they learned it. It means that they Nimnu V'Gamru. Gamru. Nimnu V'Gamru, which is what the Gemara means whenever the Rabbanim got together and paskened. So he thinks Hilchos Gemirila means a halacha that they argued about and came to a consensus about, as opposed to something that they received. Okay, anyway, take a look there. The Kid Masa Emek. L'fikach ha'yuchelke adinim ha'miyusadim b'torah al-ikar ma'ilu shekdamnu nechlokim l'chamisha chalokim. And therefore the Rambam says, we can now delineate five categories of dinim. Chelek ha'rishon, perushim mekubalim mipi Moshe. V'yishlam remez b'kosuv. V'yaf shalotziyim b'derech svorah. Now that you're familiar with this term, you will now hear every once in a while, like in a shir, you'll hear like people refer to Perushim Mekubalim. And it's usually like people very into the Rambam. They'll make reference to Perushim Mekubalim, and now you'll know like what they're talking about. That's the first category. Perushim Mekubalim, they have a remez in the Pasuk. You can be Motziyam Derech Svara, meaning analysis. And Ein Bo Machlokas. Aval Kish Yomar Echad Kach Kibalti Ein Ladabir Alav. As soon as someone says, I got a Masorah for this, and that's it. They don't discuss it. They don't argue about it. Every once in a while, you'll see in the Gemara, like, you know, Rava will say, Im Kabbalah Nikabel. If it's a Kabbalah, so then I accept it. But what's the Lashon he says? So he says, Im Kabbalah Nikabel, V'im Ledin. He says, like, and if it's open to discussion, so then I've got a Kasha. Right. So that's the Chelek HaRishon. Chelek HaSheni.
Meaning some people have the Kabbalah.
Well, sometimes someone will be arguing, and then someone will show up in the base medrash and say, like, no, this is a Perushim Mekubalim.
So why isn't the other guy? And the other guy doesn't know it?
So we are going. So the question is going to be, at what point do we have room for a breakdown in Mesorah, meaning that some people had, as you'll see, the Rambam's going to, well, we're going to see it right now. You'll see. Hachelek Hasheni. Hadinim Shnemar B'Amalach HaMosh Mesinai. That's the second category. Ve'ein Rayos Aleim, K'mosh Zacharnu, V'zeh K'mochein, Ein Cholek Alav. No machloksim about this. Okay. Now, when they say there's no machlokas, it could be there's a machlokas if something was a loch mishmisinah. But once it's a loch mishmisinah, there's nothing to talk about. That's the chor what he means with the perushim mekubalim. As soon as one person says, I have a Kabbalah for this, doesn't mean that my Rebbe taught this. It means that he passed it down from his Rebbe to his Rebbe. So then, you can't argue with him. Hachelek ha-shlishi, hadinim shi-hotziyu al-darkei svara. V'nafla ba-machlokas k'moshe zacharni. V'nipstek ha-dinbam al-pi arov. Something that was an argument, not wasn't passed down, but something that we analyzed it using the Midos HaTorah addresses for him, and they ended up passing like one. V'zei yikra kishi yishtana ha'iyun. And this happens, that you have different opinions, when people, yishtana iyun, people have different iyun perspectives. This one analyzes it this way, this one analyzes it this way. V'pnei kach omrim, im alocha, this is what I quoted a second ago, nekabel, v'im ledin, yesh tshuva. So if, I can't argue with it, so I can't argue with it. So, right, that's how he explains it over here. But if it's din, right, which means a svara, well, a lot of times the Gemara uses din to mean a kal b'chomer. Ein, hold on one second, ein, yes, ein onshin min ha-din. But din really means using the Midos HaTorah addresses for him. It means analysis. So, im ledin, yesh tshuva. One second, I'll take your question in a second. Let me just finish the paragraph. Aval nafla machlokas v'yayin b'davar shlo nishma v'alacha. But the machloksim come about things that we don't have a perish mekubal or alacha mosh mesinai about. V'timtzu b'chol ha'talma che'im chokrim al'talma svar shu gorim ha'machlokas v'na chokim. And oftentimes, the Gemara, they'll say, v'maika miflugi. Why are they arguing? Oh, my time at Rabbi Ploni. Oh, my be'nayu. They try to tell you what's the shoresh machlokas. Kigon shomer, they'll say Rav Ploni thinks this way. Machzik taina plonis. Uploni machzik taina plonis. Uchedomelo. I know I said that was an answer question, but I'm going to read it for another minute or two. Avami shiachshov shadinim shnechlu behem kmochein hamekubal mipi Moshe. If you think, this is what you were asking about a second ago, but if one mistakenly thinks that the reason why we have so many machloksim in the Gemara is because there was a perush mekubal about it. And the reason why we have a machlokas is because we ended up having a loss of transmission, and now we're not sure what Moshe said. Everyone agrees it was a perush mekubal. But your Rebbe told you that Moshe Rabbeinu said it like this. And my Rebbe said, Moshe Rabbeinu said it like this. And now we get into a machlokas. This one's Doresh this way, this one's Doresh that way. He forgot or he made a mistake. And you might even bring a raya, v'yavi raya al zeh. Because the Gemara says, Misharabu Talmidei Shammai v'Hillel, Shloshim Shu Kol Tzarkon, that when there was an increase of the Talmidim of Shammai and Hillel that didn't learn properly, or they didn't learn with enough hasmada, or enough tahara, Rob Samachlokas b'Yisrael v'nasas Torah k'shtei toros. So there was an increase in machlokas, and it was like there were two toros. So if you're going to quote that as a raya, oh, you see, they didn't learn as well, and that's why more machloksim came. Tvarim ke'elu heim chay nafshi, tvarim migunim u'michoarim ma'od. These are horrible and disgusting things to suggest. V'hinam divrei mi she'en lo yediyah. And it's someone who just doesn't know anything. Ein biyado ikarim, and he doesn't know the basic principles about the Mesorah, and he's pogame by anashim and his kabu mema mitzvos, and you're attacking the balei haMesorah. V'chol zeh shavu batel, and this is all a waste of time, worthless and incorrect. He feels very strongly about this. Umashe viu lahamin demunazos and hefsedes, and the thing that led them to this erroneous perspective is miyav estaklus b'divrei chachamim. They didn't look enough into the divrei chachamim. Hanim tzom b'talmud. Shematzu shekol ha-perish mekubal b'imoshe b'hu emes v'lo nasnu ha-perish b'in ikarim mekubalim uvein toldos anyanim shiotzios ha-biyin. The reason why you're making this mistake is because you didn't know that there are two different categories. One called perish mekubalim and one called dinim that they learned out with svara. Ava ata al yikanis b'lib chasafek b'machlokes b'shamei b'selo. So therefore you're going to say, well, wait a second, what about that machlokas beshama beshilo. For instance, the following one: mechabdin esabayis v'yachar kach notlin yadayim. That's one opinion. First you mechabdin esabayis, and then you notlin yadayim. And the other one says, no, you first wash hands, notlin yadayim v'yachar kach mechabdin esabayis. V'tachshav she'echad meishnei adavar me'elu eino mekubal mipi Moshe. You're going to think that, wait a second, well, one of them is wrong, and one's right. One got the right Masora from Moshe Rabbeinu, and one got the wrong Masora. Hatam shugorim yos tochim hu mash nizkar b'talmud. She'echad meyam osir mishtamish b'amaretz v'asheni matir. There's a Sfora that they're arguing over. V'chem kol mash yidmer le'ilu ha'machlokas shem anafim me'anfei ha'anafim. So the Rambam says that don't think, well, let's read just a few more lines and then I will I'll explain. For now, let me just say this. According to the Rambam, as you're seeing, anything that was given at Har Sinai, there's no machlokas about it. Now, it could be, it sounds like, it might not be that everybody knew something was given at Har Sinai. But as soon as we know something was given at Har Sinai, and a lot of the dinim, there's no machlokas about them because they were given at Har Sinai and that's it. But that's a very small percentage of the halachos that we have. Handful, let's say. Even if there are 30 halachos from Har Sinai, let's say there are 10 more, 20 more, 30 more. So there's 60. Okay. And then Perush Mekubalim. How many Perush Mekubalim are there? Not so many. There are a lot more things that they learned out using analysis. And the things that they used, analysis, forget, I don't know which one's more, which one's less. My point is that there is a tremendous amount of halachos that the reason why we have, every time we have a machlokes, so the machlokes is either because we're arguing over what's the source for the Perush Mekubal, how can you learn it out using Svara, but that's not how we know the halacha, or the machlokes is because we never received anything about this. We don't know. And if we don't know, we never received, so we have to analyze the Torah using the tools. So if I asked you what was given at Sinai, what did we get? So on the one hand, we got a bunch of halachos, Perush Mekubalim. And we got halacha Moshe Sinai. But perhaps even more importantly, we got darshaning tools. And using those darshaning tools, we learned out lots more halachos. Some of them we all agreed on. We voted and agreed on them. Some of them we argued about. But all the machloksim are because those were things that were not given at Sinai. So what does it mean that they increased machlokas? This is obvious now. If we're all very, very knowledgeable and we have no other things pulling us away and we have no what's that called when you come into something and you already have preconceived notions. When people have don't study as much, they're not as dedicated. So when people don't have those issues and they're totally dedicated, so then when you use the analysis, you'll come to like clear analysis. If I'm a clear thinking guy and you're a clear thinking guy and I try to explain something to you and you understand it, we're probably going to arrive at a similar conclusion. And that's what happened in the early years of the Tanoim and the Zugos. So lo tipol b'nei machlokas b'svaras and b'shum panim. V'im naflan, when they do have a machlokas, it's mehuta, it's very small. Mayor and I, we think alike, so we'll come to a lot of the same conclusions. We're not going to fight so much because we're both clear thinking people, and we're going to arrive at the same conclusion often. But well, that's after that. We're talking about Hillel and Shammai. But already though, and if they have a machlokas, it's going to be meuta. Because Hillel and Shammai themselves only argue about very few halachos. They saw things very similarly. And they were working with the same midos that turned into Shem. Aval, when the following things happened, number one, Rav Tashkeda Satamina Malachachma, people were less stark, less shakud, shakud lumo Torah, we learned this morning in Bergevos, when they were less dedicated, a shakdan, that's right, that's the name of the biography about Rav Yashiv, and number two, Nechlisha Svarasam, their intelligence weakened, whether it's, you read a Sedoros, let's say, Kineget Svaras Hillel v'Shammai Reboseim, in comparison to Hillel and Shammai, so nafla machlokas b'neihem bi'iyun al dvarim rabim. So then machloksim started to emerge. Shesvaros kol echad v'yachad v'maisa lefi sichlo. Each one did it based on his analysis. Lefi mashiish b'yodom and ikarim. V'hein lashim emalzos b'cholzos. And you shouldn't blame them. Shlo nach v'yachad nachnu l'shnei chachamim misvachim b'iyun l'tvakech b'seichel Yoshua b'pinchos. We don't have expectation that our Rabbanim today are going to be on the level of Yehoshua and Pinchas. And therefore, it's true, they can't analyze on that level, but that's not their fault. There's something called Ritas Adoros. What are they supposed to do? Ve'ilanu sape kimochem b'mashenech kubo. And we don't doubt their learning because they're not Shammai and Hillel. HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't command us that we have to only trust the earlier generations. Aval Tzivanu Lishmo Mechachmei Ador. He told us to listen to the Chachmei Ador. Kmo She'amar V'yala Shofet Asher Yeh B'Yamahem. That's the famous Drasha. Yiftach B'Doro K'Shmul B'Doro. V'yala Drachim O'elu Nafla Machlokes. And that's why there's Machlokes. Lo Mibnei Shetou B'Alachos Shesheker Omer Emes Hasheni Sheker. Not because they had a breakdown in the transmission of the Mesorah from Sinai, but rather because it wasn't something said at Sinai. It was something that was left up to us to analyze. And therefore, they came to different conclusions. This is so obvious. And this is so important that you realize when you're reading through the Gemara and you're reading Machloksim, you should know that this is not a breakdown in the tradition, but this is different people using the Mido, Shatron, and Dreshes in different ways. So we did so far three categories of dinim. The next two we'll do next week, Be'ezus Hashem. Those are Gezeros and Takanos, and those are Dirabanim. The first three we discussed are all Dioraisis, which is a big Kiddush. If you use the Mido, Shatorin, and Dreshes Fahem to analyze the Torah and arrive at something, that thing has a status of a Dioraisa. That might be what we call Divrei Sofrim in the Rambam. But we'll talk about that in more time. Correct. Correct.